with security forces in Chile's capital, Santiago, as violent demonstrations have continued for a third day across the country. Up to 15 people have died since the unrest began at the weekend over rising living costs. And a short while ago, I spoke to Aislinn Lang, who's senior correspondent with Reuters in Chile's in Santiago.
So effectively, these protests have actually been going on since October the 7th, the day after the government announced a hike in public transport costs. However, they sort of rumbled on with a group of students conducting mass fare evasions on the metro, jumping turnstiles, things like that, pretty low level. And then at some point on Friday, they absolutely sparked out of control. Some say it's because the government, President Sebastián Piñera, sent riot police to deal with the fare evaders. Others said it was the government's dismissive attitude towards their grievances. Whatever the reason, from Friday onwards, things became far more dramatic. We saw arson attacks on metro stations, looting of supermarkets, and successive massive clashes between police and protesters, which resulted in the army being brought in on Saturday night.
And as you say, those violent demonstrations continuing over a few days, what's the death toll? What's the damage that has been caused at this stage?
So damage, we understand from President Piñera, will run into hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's to metro stations, bus stations, generally the kind of infrastructure of Santiago, and supermarkets looted and burned kind of across the country. In terms of the death toll, we're looking at about 10 to 15 people at the moment. Most of those have died in supermarket fires, but some of those have also died as a result of security forces action. One run over by a military truck and one shot dead. Those cases are being investigated, but questions are growing about the actions of the armed forces.
Now, President Piñera is promising to work with parties to come up with a social agreement in solution to these demonstrations. Do you see that will quell these protests or not?
We'll have to wait to see. I mean, at this stage, it's a little bit like trying to put the genie back into the bottle. The sense among many is that Piñera waited too long to act. He's a member of a centre-right coalition government. He himself is a billionaire who introduced credit cards to Chile. There is a feeling that this has been ignored by successive governments, even really on the left, that post the Pinochet era, there wasn't really the infrastructure set up, the safety net to ensure that the country's poorest were properly looked after. That means that it's very hard to get your pension when you do. It's not really enough to cover your daily costs. The costs of utilities are going up all the time and salaries remain very low. And so there are simmering grievances that have been sort of successively ignored. And so the sense is now Piñera is reacting rather than genuinely caring about these issues. I suppose how seriously he engages with opposition parties in the next few days and with civil society will really determine whether these protests can be quelled.
And that was Aislinn Lang, who's senior correspondent with Reuters in Santiago in Chile.